Hello, everybody. Welcome to Life Illustrated, episode number 10. It's not easy to reach 10. 10. Oh, God is too faithful to me. Starting with episode 1, you know, staying relevant. Episode 2, no power, no problem. Episode 3, one step at a time. Episode 4, push and start. Episode 5, lasting impact. Episode 6, headphones. Episode 7, old neighborhood. Episode 8 was the answer. Episode 9, cute puppy. And this is the 10th episode. Life Illustrated is an inspirational podcast series where I use down-to-earth stories and relatable illustrations to teach life's greatest lessons. Remember, you can always check out my previous episodes of this podcast in case you haven't listened to them. They are awesome and I want you to, you know, check them out. You really love it. This has been a great weekend. How's your weekend been? Welcome to a brand new week. This is the month of August. We are in the, this is the second weekend. Wait, how do they measure first? Okay, first week is from first of that month to the seventh, right? Okay, we're still in the first week, yeah. In the first week of August, so I'm sure you guys are having a great time. So let's get right into it. This topic for today is sweet tooth. Yes. Sweet tooth. I think it talks to me particularly because I love sweets a lot. So let's get right into it. So there's an adage or a wise saying that you are what you eat, you know, nutritionalist. Is it Jesus, have mercy? Nutritionists like to throw that saying around a lot, and it's actually very true. You are a product, a direct or indirect product of what you take inside of you, both literally and figuratively. You know, if you choose to take in what is good, if you choose to invest in what is right, if you choose to focus on what is good, that is what will reflect in your life. So many other things, but even in food, just taking food like that, if you take in junk, which is what I'm going to be talking about today. You are always into sweet things, you know, sweet tooth. You always like things like you get them looking for, nah, just need some candy, give me some chocolate. You know, sometimes girls use it to form. You go and say, just give me some chocolate. Others, they are destroying your teeth, though. They are destroying your body, please. If you don't know the adverse effects of excess sugars and junk foods, let me just highlight a few for you. Number one, it can lead to dental cavities. It can cause, it can be linked to diabetes and heart disease. It can be linked to mental health illnesses. It can cause increased serious weight gain. So many other things that it can be linked to. Some kind of disorders that researchers are getting to know more about. So on many levels, excess sugars, sweets and things like that are not in our best interest, but we always gravitate towards them as opposed to the traditional balanced diet, you know, a diet that is supposed to contain carbohydrates and proteins and fats, minerals, vitamins, water in different proportions. You know, we tend more to gravitate towards sweet things, and you are what you eat, literally. So I want to talk about how what you take into yourself. Now we're talking figuratively, what you choose to gravitate towards all the time, what you spend all your time doing, what you spend all your time thinking about, what you invest your money in, the direction you always face, the things that you always engage in, you know. They have an effect on how your life actually turns out. Now, if you look at different kinds of fruits that we have, you know, rice, beans, yam, vegetables, fruits, different types, you notice that some are sweet, some are sour, some are salty, some are tasteless, like water. It's just tasteless. But we all need these things, be it sour, be it sweet, be it salty, they all have a role to play in our bodies. Some need to be processed, some are supposed to be taken raw, like some fruits. Some need to be cooked, some need to be, you know, taken as they are. So there are different processes to it, but the bottom line is that regardless of how some foods taste, regardless of how we might not like the way they scent or smell, we might not like the way, you know, the process it takes to cook them and so many other things. That's what our body needs to grow healthy and strong and be able to, you know, fight off diseases and, you know, boost our immune system and stuff like that. So I just sat down and I thought that, you know, the whole concept of having a sweet tooth, right, is like more or less someone that is prone to gravitate towards the sweet things, towards the pleasurables, towards something that is always exciting and catchy and stress-free, and you kind of run away from things that are not as palatable, are tasteless, are boring, because you think, okay, no, those are not the things that I need to have in my life, or they don't have a part to play. And when you always gravitate towards pleasures of life, when you always gravitate towards sweet things, you realize that, I think that's the one of the problems of this country. You see it on the level of politicians, you see it on the level of civil servants, you see it on the level of even traders. Everybody is having this mindset of, okay, I want to be rich. I'm trying my best to gather all the wealth. We're all pursuing pleasure. So when it comes to cheating your neighbor, you see nothing wrong in it. When it comes to embezzling public funds, when it comes to kidnapping people, when it comes to standing on the road and robbing, you don't think anything about it because you are addicted to pleasure. But what I'm here to tell you is that to have a balanced life, you must have a mindset that is not pain and adverse. Let me put it that way. You must be able to embrace all the tastes of life. You must be able to invest in what might not be, at the time, it might not be fun, it might not be palatable, it might not be exciting, but in the long run, in the long term, you see that it gives you a lot of benefits. It's better for you in the long run. Let me just go back to our sweet illustration so you can follow me carefully on what I'm saying. Let's take sweets now. If you take a sweet, and that reminds me. Okay. No, first thing about sweets, right, is that they are always, you know, flashy colors, catchy, bold. There's just a way that they appeal to you visually, first of all. It looks so attention grabbing. So it's something that is really calling for your attention. So that reminds me of one kind of sweet I bought some years back. I don't know. I think it was because that sweet was very cheap. It was unreasonably cheap. So I fell into the trap of, I don't even know what made me buy a whole packet. I've never even tasted one before. I now decided to buy a whole packet. I don't even know where that's. I think the wrapper is yellow and like golden, one kind of very strange, not even attractive, just like a drug. But it just say, this sweet is how much? I can't remember, like some years ago. I'm like, let me buy it now. I now bought a whole packet. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never tasted something, if I drugs there, they taste better than that sweet. I'm not like, when you just open the sweet like this, your whole room, there's no kind of aroma that was just, Jesus Christ. The taste was like, I don't know, fish. Please, let's just leave it at one side. But generally, sweets are supposed to be catchy and taste nice and draw your attention and things like that. So I would say if you have a sweet tooth, you are prone to things that are very, that are on face value very attractive. On face value are very flashy, you know. You're all about the flashy things, about the happening things, the happening places. That's where you always want to go to. That's where you want to invest your money in. You know, things that, you know, are supposed, in your society or whoever it is that is portraying that mindset to you, you know, sells it as this thing is just you know, beautiful and it appeals to you. So you are ready to take that in exchange or at the expense of something more valuable. I hope you get where I'm going. Or sweets are always catchy. They're always fun to look at. They're always visually appealing. So we easily go for them and then mortgage our balanced diet, what we should actually be reaching out for. So what it's true that everything that glitters is not gold. Okay, everything that looks good on the surface is not actually going to benefit you. If you look at all the sweet rappers now, visually they try to communicate to you that this thing is sweet, this thing is exciting, this thing. But in the long run, in your body now, because it's not just about licking it, in your body, what does it do? It does nothing. In fact, it even takes from you, makes you worse, as you take it all the time. So if you have a sweet tooth, you always go for things that are catchy. Number two thing about sweets is that they're always cheap. They don't seem to be taking so much of your income, right? It's not like you're taking a million naira to buy them. That reminds me, I don't know if maybe you guys can comment in this thing, you know, can send me a message in the comment section if I've actually seen a sweet that is less than 10 naira in this Nigeria now. Because I'm shocked at the development of things. Before it was 2 for 5 naira, I remember. If I, some were even 3 for 5 naira one time, then 2. Then one, then now it's 10 naira for one, like one, tiny bit of, anyhow. But generally those sweets are supposed to be cheap. You can just take your spare change, okay? You can just, I just have like how much my bag, let me just buy it. And then it creeps on, you understand? When you have a sweet tooth and when you are, before you know it, you are drawn to it and it doesn't seem like it's taking so much of your time. I think in life we should be more careful about things that seem harmless, that seem not to be having so much effect on us at that moment. When you just feel like, let me just take out there and just do this. It doesn't seem like, if we're talking in the religious sense, it doesn't seem like a sin. In the secular context, it doesn't seem like a waste of time, but it's just something that is engaging you, taking from you, and it's just like a negligible time, negligible resources, negligible attention. And before you know it, small things like that can in the long run define how your life will be patterned. You use 10 naira to buy that sweet, but you keep dying like that. Before you know, your body, the money you spend treating yourself or getting yourself right after all those, you know, adverse effects have taken place within you, you will be shocked that that 10 naira sweet you're buying that did all that to your system. So the indulgence trap, it's always easy in life to indulge, to just try and let me just enjoy, than for you to invest. When we talk about balanced diet, you're investing, you are deliberately, you know, giving your body what it needs, not what you want, what it needs. It's not about what you want to do, it's not about what you want to eat, it's about what you need to eat. But when you go with the whole sweet tooth, you're all about indulgence, right? You are yielding to your desires at that point in time. And it's very cheap, so you just, let me just take it now. It's always cheap to buy most times. But you should always be careful of things that seem harmless, things that seem like they're not taking. Let me just keep chatting. And you keep chatting, and before you know, you're tired. You just say, I'm tired, let me go and sleep. And you sleep, and that day is gone. That time you would have used, you know, to brush up on your skills. That time you would have used to read. That time you would have used to do something more productive, you know, work on that project, stuff like that. But you just, that time seems so harmless. Let me just chat now. Let me just answer this. Before you know it, that cheap commodity, before you know it, causes you a lot of harm at the end of the day. You might end up failing an exam. You might end up not meeting up with a deadline. You might end up not waking up on time for that presentation. So many things just, and it just comes from that subtle, it's cheap. Then the third thing about sweets is that the pleasure you get from them is immediate. It's just there and then. you just lick it and it feels good in your body. It doesn't really, there's no long-term benefits. So I want you to examine what you do on a regular, and you know, sincerely ask yourself if you are a ask yourself if you are prone to indulging in sweets all the time as against a balanced diet. The pleasures are always immediate and not long-lasting. You just enjoy it for that time, Check what you always use your time to do, okay? Does it bring you any money, please? All the time you spend doing it, it's just assessing. Is money coming from this? Apart from money, is there fulfillment coming from that? Are you inspiring people by what you're doing? Or you're just wasting your own time? The pleasure is just dead. It's not, you're not storing up, you're not investing. If you're reading, if you're sharpening your professional skills, if you're trying to learn a trade, if you're trying to work on a particular project, you are investing that time. You're not wasting it. If you say, okay, let me lick all the sweets, this pleasure is immediate, it does nothing for your body. But you say you want to take a balanced diet, your food might not be sweet, as it might not appeal to your palate like sweets would, but when it goes into your system, it does something long term. Growth, maintenance of your body function, you know, fighting off, warding off diseases, boosting your immune system, so many stuff like that. So you have to consider that. So in a nutshell, it's almost like what I talked about in a part of my last podcast about how you should not always gravitate towards rosy. You should not always have the mindset of, okay, sweet things. Life is a combination. It's a blend of sweet and sour, salty and tastiness. And that's what builds you and makes you the person that you are. And make sure the person you're supposed to be balanced and healthy and successful. So don't be programmed to always desire sweet things. Let everything always be in this particular way and like that. Let it just be rosy all the time. If not, you would not have number one a healthy perspective, and your life won't go the way you want it to go. You must realize that some things. You're not always going to enjoy. Some things are not always okay. Let me always flex. No, there are times when you're supposed to sit down and walk. Sometimes you're supposed to sit down and refresh. Sometimes you need to sit down and take stock. There are sometimes you just have to do some hard grown-up stuff if you really want to grow. So you have to. So my advice for us is: you need to put away the junk. Okay, put away the sweets and take on a balanced diet. Be deliberate about how you invest in yourself, about what you ingest, about how you spend your time, about what you let get inside of you. Invest in yourself deliberately. Okay? You might not like the taste in your mouth. It's always fun to browse or just, you know, what check stuff on Instagram than actually investing in your mind or than actually working without distractions. It's more fun, you know, when you, instead of doing something, you're watching a movie, stuff like that. But you need to ignore the taste of discipline in your mouth and remember the benefits. Just keep the benefits in your head. Forget the taste. Forget how it tastes. And sometimes if you take work, it's always easier to be lazy. Laziness is free. Laziness is easy. There is no price tag on it. But if you're really going to live that life that you choose, sometimes when you need to cook that balanced diet, you have to come, you have to wash it, you have to cook it, you have to add the spices, you have to stir it, then you have to sit down and eat it. All those processes, sometimes you need to do it before you can take in, before you can actually get what you want. It's easier to just go out and buy sweets and lick, but it has no long-term benefits for you. So you have to, first of all, be disciplined and be ready to pay the price. Be patient to let, you know, to follow the process, the path to greatness and to where you need to be, because laziness can never get you there. You must always realize that hard work is an essential, is a necessity if you're ever going to be great. And so that's just about it. So if you're addicted to pleasures, please, I need you to take off all those sweet things. Of course, once in a while we enjoy our lives, but that should not be your primary focus. You must realize that life is a blend of sweet, of sour, of salty, of tasteless. But at the end of the day, it makes you grow, it makes you better, it makes you healthy. Life Illustrated, episode number 10, Sweet Tooth, is done and dusted. Please do well to, you know, like, follow, share this podcast with your friends. We are on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, at life_illustrated. Illustrated, yes. So I love you guys. Take care. Enjoy your week. Put a smile on someone's face. And I'll see you guys same time next week. Bye.